Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Memorial Day weekend nearly here, which means summer can't be far behind, right? Time for picnics, fun at the lake, even a beer festival. Well, beer and bacon coming up in Hendrix. More on that coming up. But first, how about beer for a picnic? Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings likes fresh beer.
It's almost like the growler was invented for the picnic. It's super portable, right serving size for a small group. Can get about anything you want on it. I guess the only downfall is that growlers are glass. Some state parks and places don't let you take glassware, but you know they have stainless growlers and other things that come in. So when we picnic, we like to use growlers just because, again, we can take a couple different varieties, and fresh beer is better beer in many cases, and it's nice to do that. Picnic beers, though, the picnic beer leaves a long range of stuff that we could do, especially because picnic flavors are so different.
You can find beers to fit your menu.
If you look at, like, maybe a southern picnic, we're eating barbecue and slaws, and there's some big, actually, you know, it seems like...
really big flavors.
Right, it's a picnic, but man, you've got big flavors. You've got big-time smoke and heat and other flavors, and you know what? Some of the bigger beers hold up to that. Even some of the porters would hold up to it. So I know this is probably weird when people think of picnics, that the first thing that I suggest is a big, robust porter. But no, it serves itself well as it warms up. It definitely goes with the, you know, the large meats and other things. If your picnic becomes a bit more smaller, traditional sandwiches or hot dogs, cream ales, your lagers, I think definitely some of the wheat beers, you know, those just strike me as it's time for summer. I honestly think a pale ale can about pair with anything, a well-made pale ale. You know, especially if they're balanced.
Traditionally, your picnic may include a cooler of ice in those basic American lagers. Nothing wrong with that, but maybe mix it up with some craft beer in cans and bottles or growlers.
It's not bad to have an ice chest with, you know, with your cream ales and your light lagers and some of those other beers. And honestly, those are pretty thirst quenching. If you're out playing ladder ball or bags or horseshoes, it's nice to have one in your hand while you're tossing the bags. One of the things that we're really, really striving to do this summer, and maybe this is a bit of a teaser, is we'd like to accompany you on your picnic and at your tables. We're going to have, of course, growlers, as we always do, but very shortly we're going to be doing some bottles. So that will be coming up. We'll maybe have to do a whole show on that.
Pretty sure we will. All right, Seth, pick your perfect picnic food and a beer to go with it.
I love smoked pork loin, a good smoked pork loin, and a really, really good coleslaw on a bun. Like, you put the whole thing together. So you got the slaw with some of the sweet and then some of the savory and then some of the smoke. All of that, and I'm not joking, I would drink a Split Rock Creek with that. And a side of potato chips, salty potato chips. That is picnic on a plate for me. And maybe some watermelon for dessert. So there you go. There's my perfect picnic.
Oof, that's hard to top. Given the choice right now, give me a burger off the grill with a cold Kraft Kolsch or Pilsner. Oof, now I'm getting hungry and thirsty. More Beer Untapped right after this.
Oh, who needs food?
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This coming Sunday, it's the Beer and Bacon Festival in Hendrix. Rich Droughty is the brewer at Bank Brewing in Hendrix.
Great little festival. Just had a great time last year. Beautiful weather. Should be another sunny sky, 70-degree weather day, and enjoy some beer and bacon-infused foods. And then there's always a big beanbag toss event, which is always very popular. Not to be forgotten are the amazing bands we bring in. I mean, Jones and Company, they're coming back again just like last year. We're just a great, fun atmosphere, good band to have around.
Rich says they include only breweries from the area.
Since we're the brewer in town, we get to organize the beers for the event, and makes it kind of a more special occasion when a brewery is hosting somewhat. It's really invitation only. We don't bring in any of the large or national or regional brands. We just reach out to our friends in the industry, mostly local. Furthest one away is really going to be Mankato, Minnesota. I think it's the longest traveled. One I'm really excited about is a new one out of Montevideo called Talking Waters. They're doing some great things. Tiny little brewery up there just opened up no more than a year ago. And they're going to make the trip down.
Other breweries featured in addition to Bank, Mankato, and Talking Waters: Brow Brothers, Fernson, Hydra, Take 16, Watertown, and Woodgrain. The festival runs 2 to 7 at the Hendrix Campground. Tickets $35 in advance, $50 at the door.
The whole overarching goal is to raise money for the Hendrix Community Fund. Last year we did about $7,000, and this year we hope to exceed that again. Just doing great things with that money, like building out campground improvements. I know they're trying to go for cabins and things like that, maybe even add some more campsite spaces. different little things like that, where just to continue to enhance the beautiful little town that is Hendricks.
Now let's head over to the Brookings Liquor Store, where the ever-expanding craft beer selection now includes a notable brewer out of San Diego. Drew Eklund says they're excited to have Ballast Point beers in the cooler.
Ballast Point started out in a UCLA apartment. Ballast Point offers some really high-end, top-shelf beers. We currently have three different beers from Ballast Point. Each one is $14.99 a six-pack. So the first one is called Sculpin IPA. This is this world-class beer, constantly scores at or near perfect on various websites, and has won a bunch of awards. Flavors include apricot, peach, mango, and lemon. The next one is their Grapefruit Sculpin. I actually prefer this one to the original. Then again, I'm kind of a sucker for grapefruit. The slightly tart flavor makes it a perfect summer IPA. The last one is called Manta Ray Double IPA, another seriously impressive offering from Ballast Point. Manta Ray is big, but sneaky, as it really hides the 8.5 ABV extremely well. It's a little bit sweeter, with flavors of tangerine, melon, and pine.
And expect more Ballast Point beers in the future at Brookings Liquor Store. Finally today, don't forget, it's Tap Handle Club membership time at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings.
For any of you that haven't renewed, you need to get in if you want to get your number, and maybe gone already. For any of you that have not been a Tap Handle Club member before, it is open now. Come in and grab a number, talk to anybody behind the bar. It's $65 on the year, and that gets you $1 off every beer that we make here at the pub. It also gets you $1 off growlers. And then it gets you access to a very special email list and a Facebook group and other things where you get to see behind-the-scenes stuff, get some early access to stuff. It's a good way to stay in touch with us. It's a good way to show your support for us, which we really appreciate, but it's also a cool way for us to give a couple benefits to you guys that have been so awesome at supporting us through the years.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.